Hey, congrats on a great spring. Man, I tell you, North Dragon Field is awesome. You and Seward, girls and boys, had a battle last week, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It was awesome. Good day, good meet. Creed did an awesome job running it, and our kids did very well.
Boys, of course, state champs last year. Your girls finished in fourth, and your girls, both teams, girls and boys, they want to repeat. They want top five. Before they won state championships, and boy, the kids you're taking down to Omaha, you can do that this year again.
Yes, I was very happy with our district performances. I thought we were as good as, you know, kind of I've seen and in my time. And you know, we obviously had a really good boys team last year, and our girls were good, and our girls were really good the year before. But we had some surprises and some kids that really stepped up, and our team has grown, both the boys and the girls, just so much this year. And it's been challenging at times, but it's been very rewarding in the end. And our kids have stuck with the plan, and we're excited for another week.
Coach, one thing about your girls, we'll start with girls first, is it's a young team. You've got some seniors, but you've got a lot of underclassmen who are just amazing this year.
We kind of didn't know what we had, but we know who we had was going to come in and work hard. And we got Marley Pavelka came over to our team from soccer, and she's been a really good surprise for us and has worked hard and been a really good asset to our team. And Avery Ebke, our mid-distance girl, is just having a, well, short, long sprint 400 runner. She's having a great year. And obviously, Zavala Wallman, those girls are awesome. And Haley Finger, Tana Petchy, yeah, we're very pleased with the girls and their efforts. And our boys, we knew we had a good group of young kids coming in, and just really happy with our kids. So,
did you, on the boys' side, did you graduate? Have a lot of those kids as seniors last year, or are they a lot of those kids coming back this year?
No, I believe we only had one scorer from last year's meet back, and then these kids we knew were going to be. We didn't really know, to be honest, but they worked hard in the off season. And like Hunter Dilley, he'll run the 8, the 4x8, and the 4x4, and he's improved more than any kid I've seen in being around track for 20 years. Just he set goals and he worked his tail off for them, and just been awesome watching him grow and stuff. And we got all three shot putters in, and those guys are good. And kids have worked hard. I'm very happy, and happy with our assistants for being really good at their jobs. And it's been awesome, Rich. It's been really good.
That girl's 4x8, Coach. I know McCook's ran a good time. You've ran a good time. That first rented event on the track is going to be pretty fun to watch, isn't it?
Yes. I told our kids, and, you know, that's going to kind of set the tone for us. And I told him to just be excited about it. Like, it's awesome to be invited to the dance and be in the discussion and just go run and do what they've done all season. And I know those girls will do that. They've all been there before. They, you know, got nipped at the line by Elkhorn North last year, and they're hungry. They wanted that gold medal last year and just barely didn't succeed at it. And they're excited. I think that's going to be a great race to watch.
But your field events are going to really get you started. You got a chance to score some points right off the get-go in some of those field events.
Yeah, we need Landry to pop one in the long like she did at districts. And, you know, kind of a – we went to GI Northwest this year, and our girls, 4x1, had set another school record, and her and another girl were celebrating, and Landry stepped off the edge of the track. Sprained her ankle. We shut her down for 2.5 weeks. And she come out and popped one at districts. That was the first time she'd competed since Grand Island. And, wow, you know, as I told our coaches, like, if anybody can come back and do this, it's Landry. She's just a calm, focused competitor. And we're blessed to have her on our team.
Yeah, the darndest injuries happen. You in your coaching rank, coaching career, man, the darndest injuries happen. You step off a curb and do that.
Yes, that's what I said. I said I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it. But she's in good spot. Ran good. I think, you know, being over 2 days this week, she's going to do awesome. And she has experience from last year. And you know, she's a three-sport kid, and they're a two-sport kid that is really competitive. And we're proud of her. So,
have you kind of scored this out? Any coach, you ever do that? If you do so, how many points you're going to score? You got to figure you're scoring some points.
Yeah, I kind of have an idea, Rich. I do. I look at it. I don't. I'm not going to tell you everything, but I have an idea, and like I always tell the kids, because you know, one thing about how track has evolved is you can see everything, and the kids can, you're two clicks away from seeing what everybody's doing. And mm-hmm. I don't know, I think you got to coach to not let them get so consumed with that, because you still got to go out and do it, and you got to do the work to get you to be able to do it. And we're just, like I said, we're just kind of focused on ourselves, and we're just going to go compete and give it our best shot and see what happens. So